Sarah Ward.
Around noon, things calmed down a little outside, so I went to the entryway to warm my damp back in the sunlight. The baker was next to me. A man came running past. He was coming from the former police barracks, most recently used by the Luftwaffe.
Oh, what tangled webs we weave when first we practice to deceive. Over the past 40 years, I have had to tell so many lies.
Because it's not easy, bringing up kids on your own, you know, with no dad like. Oh, not that they ever had a proper dad anyway. He were up and off the minute he found out I were pregnant. Men, eh? What they like?
My lovely Edward's death, their kingdom's loss, my woeful banishment could all but answer for that peevish brat.
All through the night, the island kept moving. Oliver slept soundly, soothed by the island's steady motion and the snore of the sea upon its shores. Then, through his dreams, he heard another sound. Doof, it went, and bow. Previously, Olivier had said that he'd planned to fall most shatteringly in love with Marilyn. But now she was married to Arthur Miller, and he and Vivian were expecting a child together, which might signal a new start.
Well, great-great-great-great-great-grandpapa, if we're being specific, we are elves.
Elves? Am I dead? Asked Nicholas.
I quite enjoyed those family luncheon parties, not only for the food, but for the social life too. And there was a good deal of gentle teasing of Granny by her own children, and this was exhilarating.